a license. So how do you compare? How can you say that it's okay to make someone pay a license and get fingerprinted in order to have it, to exercise their constitutional right to bear arms? Heller case says we have a constitutional right to own a firearm. How can you do that when you tell us we can't have a ID responsibility to vote?
Because when you go into the ballot box and you vote for the senator from Howard County, there's nobody on the other end of that machine that's going to fall over dead. But when you buy a handgun and you pull the trigger, it's possible that you're going to kill somebody. And so this is a public safety question. Yes, both are constitutional rights. Voting is a constitutional right. And owning a firearm is a constitutional right. But owning a firearm, as with voting, comes with responsibility. And we don't allow people, notwithstanding the Second Amendment, who commit crimes to own firearms. And fingerprinting people who want to own a firearm is prudent, constitutional, and fair. We do it to tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of other Marylanders in order to, I mean, if you want to clean out the stalls in the stable at the racetrack, you have to be fingerprinted.
But, Mr. Chairman, that is so non-responsive because we're not talking about a job. I mean, you're right, a job. That is not a constitutional right. Here we're talking about...
But you can't hurt anybody with the waste that comes out of a horse's stall. But that's not
protected by the Constitution. What's protected by the Constitution is the right to own a firearm. And what I'm saying to you is, and I'm sure you've probably studied this, I mean, I've looked over the Murdoch case versus Pennsylvania. Specifically, that dealt with religious freedoms and Jehovah's Witnesses, but it says, and the court says, and if I can just quote real quickly from it, specifically says, it is a license tax, a flat tax imposed upon the exercise of a privilege granted by the Bill of Rights. A state may not impose a charge for the enjoyment of a right granted by the federal Constitution. And the right to bear arms is a right guaranteed by the Constitution. The Supreme Court in 1943 said it was unconstitutional to put a license on that right.
On the right to purchase a firearm?
No, on the right to vote. Of the Constitution. It doesn't say firearm or not firearm.
No,
it's a constitutional right.
What you're reading is a Supreme Court opinion on the right to vote. The poll tax is what you're talking
about.
No,
I'm reading about it. It's actually religious. It's okay. A religious thing. But it doesn't say it's limited to religious freedom. It says a constitutional right. And there's no doubt that we're talking about a constitutional right. We're putting a license on that. And I don't think the Supreme Court's dealt with this yet. I think it's going up through the courts right now.
All right. We're debating the issue again. There are people who want to ask questions about this bill. Could we just get everybody get the questions answered, and then what we'll do is come back to debating the bill, start offering amendments.
Okay, can I just one last question, if I could, Mr. President?
Sure.
Then I want to make sure, did the committee get an opinion from the Attorney General saying that the licensing was a constitutional?
Yes.
Do we have that in writing? I haven't gotten that. Could I get a copy of that?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sir, thank you very much. Senator from Anne Arundel County would like to ask
thank
a question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Chairman, I have a quick question. On page 21 of 38 of the reprint at the bottom, 5-119.
Yes.
Apparently, it's current law. It's got the bracket.
Correct.
If we pass this, it will that whole section will be bracketed out. My question is this. Number three, it says a member, retired member, or honorably discharged member of the Armed Forces of the United States of the Guard. When it was put back in, honorably discharged was left out. So the only people that now have an exemption will be those who are active or retired members of the military or National Guard. And I'm just curious why the discharge members got taken out.
We exempted from the whole handgun qualification license process active members and retired members. But I think you may be right that honorably discharged members are not exempt from the training. But we'll check and I'll let you know.
You know, when you look at the language that was put back in, they're honorably discharged
they're not listed. Not exempt. They're not exempt from the training.
They're not exempted. So
correct.
What was the reasoning behind? Because previously they were permitted, but, you know, what was the reasoning that you didn't want to exempt them in this bill?
The section that you're this section that you're talking about What?
I did. 21 of 38. He's got it.
Again, people that have questions that wish to ask about the bill, please be ready to ask the questions about the explanation of the bill. And then when we conclude the questions, we're going to start with Amendment Number 1.
We'll figure it out. I'm not sure why that was cut out. I think it was considered to be duplicative, but let me
be able to
get
amend
a definitive
back
answer.
In.
Let me get it.
Okay,
get
one other real
answer.
Quick question. When you say members of the armed forces that and National Guard, that also includes the reserves. Is that correct?
Includes what?
Reserves.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else who has not spoken wishes to ask a question? Lady Senator from Baltimore County, you ask a question?
Just following up. Could it be that an honorably discharged veteran might have post-traumatic stress syndrome?
No, I don't think that
you don't
was
think
the
that
issue.
Had
no.
To do with it.